Welcome inside the Crazy Ant Farm. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, we are doing awesome. Yeah. We are doing awesome. Living life. So much stuff going on, but we're here.
We're burning down the house with the excitement.
That's right.
Excited.
Literally.
Yes. Literally. We are so excited to talk. We knew you were going to bring the heat, right? We knew it. It's going to get hot in here. It's going to be fine. We're going to light it up. It's going to be amazing. We are so excited to talk to you, though, because we are huge fans of the show. It's just brilliant, and we have been so blessed to be able to talk to several of y'all, and we're just like pumped about it. But we're a big fan. Yeah, you've been Lucifer and Shameless and on Paranormal and all these things that we were like, oh wow, we love her. It's gonna be so amazing to talk to you. So but what we like to do to start off all the interviews is to kind of dive deep into the background a little bit, you know, because we're curious always to find out. Was this something you always anticipated doing? Did you see yourself always saying, I'm going to be an actor. This is what I want to do. Did you kind of fall into it? Did you have an event that got you there? How'd you get started?
There were many events. Many.
Okay.
Many fantastical events. You know, one in particular was like the Christmas play performance at school that you do, and they gave me one line.
Sure.
Line, and I got to like improv, and I was supposed to mess up the ABCs, and so I improv like different radio stations, and I got a huge laugh, and I'm like, this is it, it's over, I'm taking over from here.
I love that.
But yeah, that was a big spark for me. But I think mostly it was like how passionate my father was about like cinema and different films and the old films and their stories and how they would paint those stories, and just watching him watch these films and how deeply they resonated within him, you know, like to the point of tears at times. And, you know, like I was in awe of that and how people could do that and to tell this life and to have fun and to be a child forever and to be able to play.
Yes.
Now within dynamics of like trauma and things like that, then moving forward, the different things that I experienced in my life, feeling isolated. I felt as though I was not alone in this and that there was a lot inside of me that I still had yet to understand, but wanted to tell the story of this and that it was important and that would connect me with others and connect that, you know, like love and passion. And it wasn't something that I felt like I took really seriously until like my junior year. And I mean, I'm not sure if y'all are familiar, but I do have a daughter.
Yep.
I had my daughter very young. I had her when I was 15, going on 16 in high school. And that was a huge shift. I mean, respectfully, you would think, for me, in terms of just like living beyond my self and insecurities and, you know, what I was going to bring to the world of this person. And acting had been something that was like a secret passion of mine that I kept behind closed doors because I didn't want to tell people and have them tell me that it's ridiculous. And when I was a junior in high school, I was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I know it's for me. I feel strongly about it. And I have to, you know, like tell my story. And I feel like being from a diverse background, having a Irish American father, even though he was like more American, he didn't have an accent, but Irish father from like the suburbs and over in Detroit. I mean, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't all suburb, but you know, that's how he got my mama, who was over on the South side. It was like, you know, young black mama, you know, who is just full of life and energy and creativity. And she lended so much to that side of me, that creative side of me, that I was like, in all of these different dynamics of life, I was like, there's so much that I feel like is misunderstood and segregated within different parts of life, mm-hmm. that I feel like I can bring all of that within my person and my art to help us relate to this thing called the human condition of journeying through life and feeling and finding out and figuring out and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the long, short form of that.
I love that, though, because, you know, there's so many different aspects and so many different things to take away from what you just said. I mean, you know, from coming from a person who was very reserved, very closed off, you know, maybe a little inside of their own head, as we both are. So we completely understand that. And then getting able or being able to experiment with different personalities when it comes to acting to try to kind of find your true inner self, right? I mean, I always credit this podcast and the company to me creating the social version of me, because I am actually a very reserved person who doesn't really like to go out and do things, but then I can't turn
on that.
It is. It really is.
It's wacky, you know, but I like that. I like that you said like the parts of yourself, because when I first started acting, and this is just my own, you know, methodology of my acting method and process. Mm-hmm. And what I've like learned, I've been studying at Eric Morris workshop studio. You're familiar?
We've heard. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Familiar. Yes. He's amazing. And his processes and connecting to the self and thinking like we have like, because I was such a people pleaser and was at a very, you know, like crazy inner life as we all do, you know, but like that helped me relate to a lot of different people, but then I realized that I had all these different personalities within me that were like shining through to get whatever, you know, like when I was a kid, you know, get love or acceptance or these things that, you know, like you get when you are a bit of a people pleaser, you like understand like, okay, how do I feel safe in this environment and loved, especially as a kid, because kids go through it, man.
Yeah, they do.
Right. Exactly.
It. Not just from like home life. Parents do the best that they can, I believe, with whatever that's given to them. And sometimes it's, you know, it's different for everyone in that experience. But, you know, even from other children who are like figuring it out, we're all acting like we know things and stuff and going around pushing different buttons because we, you know, feel like we get the world and we need to tell other people how we get the world. So, I went a long way with that, but just I love what you said within the different, it's like the different parts of yourself
that
can get in tune with, and it's healing too, because you start to understand those voices, because there's the voices that are good for this, like the social aspect of you, but there is that inner critic that, you know, sometimes can like hammer down on that social part, which is probably what causes a lot of the, you know, introvertedness.
That's totally a word.
Got it. Okay. But that part of you, like you understand that that part then is just a part that's there and will might be there is when you build it, yourself up in the strength of the positive aspects that this social part is giving and bringing to you, that voice gets a little quieter because that voice is there in some way, not to like try and bring you down, even though it does, but to try and help protect you and keep you safe. Like, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that. And it's just, sorry, I know I went off on a tangent.
No, no.
You're good. We love it.
Yeah. Fascinating. I love everything about that. And I like that, kind of bringing it back a little bit, when to know at such a young age that you can, through art and through a story, make a difference, right? You were saying, I saw my dad almost cry and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I can connect. The connectability of what you're able to do with people through art is so critically important. We talk about it all the time about how sometimes uncomfortable situations you just don't want to talk about. You don't, nobody just sits down and says, let's talk about this. But when you see it through art, when you're watching a movie or a television show or something like that, it's so much easier to sit down after you've watched it and talk about what you just saw, and leads into that uncomfortable conversation, that let's talk about what it was about kind of a thing. And to know that at such a young age, to know that you would be able to eventually move and take stuff that you were dealing with and going through and put it into a character and into your art to connect to the world is amazing. And plus, kudos to you. Having a child is hard enough when you're a grown adult. Having a child when you are so young and being able to do it the way that you have and to have this career and to do the things that you do, that's something really special. That is not an easy thing, parenting. Like you said, we all do the best that we can. We all need a pass sometimes going, okay, maybe that wasn't the best move, but we did all right. So for you to be able to do that, first of all, I think it took a lot of bravery and courage to say, I'm going to have this baby and I'm going to do it and I'm going to try to get it all right. And then to dive into this career, which is a career built on rejection, and it's hard. And you're like, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. I got all this going on, but I'm going to try this anyway. That's amazing. So congratulations on that. And I see how you talked about your dad. I know you lost him, but you can see that you were getting really emotional about that, and that's something really special too. So I want to talk about that though, because I think that you've probably been successful in your career for the same reason that I think the most successful people are, is when you can bring that connectability to your art. And people can connect to you. They resonate with you because they feel what you're bringing them. How do you approach characters or scripts or auditions when they're presented to you? Do you look for roles that you know will make an impact like that, or something that you feel like you can bring something to? Is that part of the process for you when you're deciding on what you're going to take?
Well, I think I wish I was like that choosy. Right. Like, just bring me all the auditions.
Please.
Like, knocking them out. I think, you know, like, but what you are saying in terms of like what I can bring to this, I look with every single one of my roles. I forget, I think my acting teacher, Joe Police, I've had a few, I'm an eternal student. Had said, you are an advocate of your character.
Mm-hmm.
So in whatever role I'm looking at or absorbing for an audition, I'm like, okay, well, what can I bring to this? What humanity can I show? What part of my heart or personality resonates most with this? And how can I bring that truth and authenticity to this? And you know, like doing stuff for fun. But I mean, like, honestly, like, I'm like, I feel like I can do so much. So just like for me, within getting auditions, I'm like, stretch me, like bring me something like kind of weird. The, you know, some of those weird things are so much fun. I did this film called The Hive.
Yeah.
No freaking like clue necessarily like what was going on, but I like read this script and I'm like, this script is crazy. I'm like, this seems like I get to be like some kind of creature. Cool. So I'm like, I don't know, like burnt out from auditions in life, because like auditions were, I mean, thankfully, like I had, you know, a lot of auditions and have had the opportunity to have like a lot. And so like being burnt out is such a privilege. But I like came in there and we had a director session. I'm like, I'm just going to feel this out. And like I made this weird voice and I was like doing this stuff. And like the director loved it. We just vibed. I'm like, okay, your weird matches my weird. Like, let's like play and create, you know? A lot of like just like starting out, like I felt like I didn't know what to choose. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know myself, you know, like I feel like I started to learn more about myself through the experience of having these, having the roles and then getting the real life, experience of being on a set, you know, like I think a part of what got me those roles was a lot of like letting go and allowing. When I wasn't so like gripped tight on getting it or being something, and I just was like, oh, fuck it. Like,
yeah.
Let's just go, like, and had fun or release. Like, those were the roles that I got. But thereafter, I was just like, I was having a lot of imposter syndrome and dealt with a lot of like fear, and was just like, okay, I've done a lot of growing up into this point, realize that so much about myself, continue now to realize so much about myself. But at those times, like being with others on set and being like, okay, I'm bringing the authenticity of this character that is to me, but I yet was not comfortable with my own authenticity.
Mm.
I was yet comfortable with myself. And that in and of itself was a whole other journey and process. And I feel as though God, the universe, the divine, whatever you would like to call, whatever you believe in, the order and the journey of my life led me to have these, the kind of successes that I had, but it wasn't like to the moon, which I thought was going to happen with Paranormal Activity. I was like, this is an international film. Paranormal Activity. I'm going to be all over the place. And then, you know, like, and then there was just a big lull and gap. Like, you see the successes, but there was a lull and gap, and so much happened within that gap. And I felt like, oh my God, like every single time I was like, I felt like, should I be here? Do they know? And you have to like, like, do they know that I'm not supposed to be here? Am I supposed to be here? Blah, blah, blah. One thing that I had to learn is like, if you're in the room, if you're in the place, you're supposed to be there. You're meant to be there. That's even right. If you feel like you're not ready, if you're there, you are ready as you will be to like go and jump in. And, you know, like looking back at like all the hours and the work and the struggle and the stress and the life experience that poured into that, that we soon forget sometimes when this gift is in front of us, or challenge, you know?
Yep.
But it's a challenge. Like, now you've done your work, you've taken, you know, the hours and done your stuff, whatever, and now you have the job. And herein lies a responsibility that you already in 50-75% have satisfied within the audition room. And you forget that. You did it. That's why you have the job.
Yes.
But now you're in, yes. If you didn't notice, I go off on tangents.
No, yeah, we no, you're I mean, fantastic. Hey,
these are the easiest ones to do because we just sit back and listen, because obviously we love you enough to keep watching your content, but I mean, we love to have you here just talking. If you want to take over the show,
and yeah.
Feel free. Right, we got different segments that you could do. I mean, it'd be great.
It's,
but I mean, it's interesting too, because you know, you are put in so many different situations, being so many different characters and so many different people, right? So, and especially with like a paranormal or a found, because we love found, and that's why you're here, because we love found so much. But with it being such a hardcore dramatic type of show, how do you just, you know, how do you turn it off? When you go home, how do you leave it at work? Because it's one of those things where you're pretending all day to be this other person, but then what's your mechanism? What's your strategic thinking to, when you get home, how do you decompress? Because it's so important to not get stuck in that mental state, because if you do, I mean, we see people either playing the same characters all the time, or even worse, they go down their own mental sabbatic spiral, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, what's your process of shedding that skin to the point where you're back to being you again?
Absolutely. It's such a great question. I heard you ask it in one of the other episodes that I listened to. And it's actually something that, like, I desire to, like, find and, like, maybe create different processes for actors because of that. You know, like, you have so many actors who are, I don't know, like, looking into, like, ease that with drugs or alcohol, and then you have like different like suicides and things like that, or just like not taking care of themselves, and it leads to those things because it's a lot. And I like to say, you know, like I desire, and I'm still in that process and journey in my acting career, to not, you know, like to not be an actor, but to be a professional experiencer. So when you are going into that experience, because all of my characters are just different versions of me turning up and turning down and fine tuning and respecting the story and character obligations and all of that. But you know, like I do believe that it's mostly what is going to help with the transition is the awareness of. Like, understand that when you're working on different characters, that you are seeing things through the perspective of that character. And a lot of that has to do with the work that I've been doing in my acting class, because we share how we feel just presently. Like, it's not like about necessarily the scene that we're about to work on or whatever. It's just you ask yourself, how do I feel? Right now I feel passionate. I feel excited. I kind of am like, oh, okay, you're moving and grooving, Gabby. I feel a little pride here, you know, like, oh, I know what you're talking about. That's fun. I feel funny. I feel funny right now. Now I feel goofy, you know. So you're checking in with yourself. But when you're like working on different material and you're having these interactions, there's a part of once you start to connect with that material, the subconscious is starting to go and to make those connections in life. So especially if you've had like a very activating scene or piece that you've worked on, when you leave and you go home and you're with your friends or your spouse, you might be seeing still through that lens. So it's important to be aware of that, so you know how to like transition, transmute, and decompress in your own way. I know a friend who says like once they put off their clothes, because their character is very attached to their, you know, how they work is very attached to the objects that come into contact with their body, their coat, and you know, if they're feeling something heavy, they want a heavy jacket or heavy boots or something like that. When they take off their clothes, they leave the spirit of that character there. And they go and they move on. Of course, there's going to be residual, because if it was real, you really felt that. And it's, you know, like it's very cruel and impossible to be like, let's just turn this thing off. So doing something that is like uplifting, like talking to, you know, like talking to people. I use laughter a lot. My acting teacher calls me Chuckles because I laugh a lot. And you know, a part of that laughter is a part of just, you know, like learning how to deal with some of the severity that, you know, like life is thrown, like, oh, this is crazy. You know, like this is freaking ridiculous. Like, what's happening here? But you know, like, so like watching something funny, doing something that's going to lift your spirit, listening to a piece of music. Sometimes in class, she'll have us get out of our head by singing Happy Birthday or something like that. You know, something to move yourself in a different position. And I think two actors, myself, you know, can fall into the trap of like, oh, I'm supposed to be feeling this way, so I need to feel it. I need to keep feeling it. I need to stay in it. And then they end up torturing themselves, burning out, have poor health, it, mentally and probably physically, because it's a lot to put on your body. And so being able to understand that when you uplift your spirit, it allows so much more room and access for you to go down deeper and go there again. And that's something that I didn't know until I started to trust that I was going to be able to do that, and that things are here and they were available to me. So, you know, even if you're like, well, I want to fully experience, I want to be all like weird actor and like and get into it and like go and build a log cabin, which is really freaking cool. And I hope to work with that man at some point and pick his brain. But also, you know, like being okay with like coming out of it and, you know, whatever that is within your activation of self-love, because we don't deal in the healed self in these stories. We mostly deal with the unhealed self, the trauma and the stuff that, you know, really gets to people and helps other people heal. So we got to have our self-care process as well.
That's
so,
And I would have to imagine, especially earlier on, coming home to your daughter would wake you up real quick. Like, I can't bring that home to my child, right? A really deep, intense, screwed up. Like, I can't bring that home. I've got to be aware here and be present here and with what's going on there. I love that. I like the way you keep referring back to, you know, your inner self and self-love and the healing. And you can tell that you're very spiritual in nature. You can tell that that's important to you. And I really like that. Let's talk about Found a little bit, because that's an intense show. Right, you've got so many things going on, and the background of your character, literally this girl that's kidnapped to be a friend to another kidnapped girl, basically. It's like, oh, hold on, she needs a friend. I've got to go get somebody else, right? It's crazy. And then you've got this person that basically you've gone through this trauma with, and you're doing all of this stuff with, and now she's lying to you, and now she's hiding something from you, and having to deal with the one person you trusted now is like, wait a minute, I can't even trust her. All of that is so intense, and so, like, there's so much backstory going on there, and so much stuff that you're bringing forward into it. And then the dilemma of, and spoilers out there for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it kind of leaves off season one where Lacey might be in trouble. It might be in trouble. Sir is creeping. You might be in trouble. So, yeah, talk about what that is with the dynamic, because you guys all come across so well together on screen. That chemistry there, it's so believable. It feels like you guys have been together forever. It feels like when you're having a good moment, it's a good moment. When you're having an angry moment, you get there. They look like they've been in that angry moment before, kind of a thing. And the chemistry is fantastic. So talk about the mix of the characters and how working with them and what it's been like on the show, because it's just phenomenal. Phenomenal how you guys are doing it. It really is.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm happy that has come across and that we're able to continue that. I mean, I think in terms of just like the character, the chemistry between the actors, I think like, you can't necessarily like demand or create that like from anywhere. I think that, you know, that lends to the casting of it, of Leah Daniels to and Ketche to, you know, Domaine, who was the director of the first, Domaine Davis, who was director of the first episode, and, you know, and Shanola and how she had, you know, just been an exemplary, like, leading lady that I have never experienced before, and just her warm, inviting, and welcoming energy that created this space for us to be able to open. Mm. To be able to give, to be able to play, to be afraid, to, you know, she's such a beautiful mother in that way. A mother, a sister, like that type of energy that like allows you to just kind of step outside of yourself and, you know, and that's so important. It's important. And just, you know, everyone, like Kelly, I mean, she's a beautiful soul to work with. Her eyes speak volumes. Arlen, like there is like an ease and a peace within him that's just very calming to me when we work. But there's also like a funny playfulness and like intellect that's just like, you know, it's so Zeke.
Yeah. That's true. It's true.
You know, and I mean, you know, just phenomenal casting and Karin, and, you know, well, Karin, I like to, you know, absorb what I find on the page within the different characters and how they relate to me and how I feel like they're presented there, and then meet the actors and I see the different pieces of their own just, you know, being that ties into that. But Karin, I'm like, he's not this like broody dude. Like, he's not that. He's funny. He's weird. He's like quirky. He's just super smart. He's, you know, he's a very nice, welcoming guy, you know, like, so I was like, oh, you know, like you're a bit of a mixed bag, but still he has that inviting energy is so important. And it's something that, you know, was an example that we were given through Shanola, but then also like spread on to, you know, all of anyone who came in, you know, as a guest star, which I know was so important for me to feel available to do my best work coming on different shows was to feel like it was okay to be there, that it was good that I was there, that we were here together. And, you know, you don't always get that. And not that right. everybody's always, you know, like either they're welcoming or they're an asshole. Like everybody has their own process to do their work. But when you have that, like, hey, welcome, it just does so much for the work there. It does so much for you being able to be present because we're all putting ourselves out there in some to tell these stories. But like what goes on is like, we're going to be judged. We're going to be judged on our performances. Am I good? Am I meant to be here? Are people going to like me? There's like all these crazy things. So to feel at least that sense of camaraderie and welcoming people around you that you're creating with, it's like
it really is that breath of fresh air, right? To be able to have these people who you feel like you can lean on, who you can learn from. I feel like it's so important. And I mean, it's kind of like what we were talking about at the very beginning of our conversation, where you have that different personality that you put on in front of the camera. But then when you're able to shed that, you're like, okay, let's be weird. Let's have fun. Let's just be able to experience each other, who we are. Let's learn from each other and be able to move forward. I think that is such a beautiful thing. And so it seems like such an amazing set from everything we've heard. Yeah, it's just, I love that. I love to hear that. Something else that we are trying in 2024 is some popcorn questions. And I hope you are ready because, boy, oh boy, they put you to the test. That's for sure.
I'll try to keep it short.
You're good.
No, you're good. You're good. You're
good. Yes, I'm not a super. We'll see.
Hey, if we have to do a fast version, it's fine too. We'll still answer some good ones. We'll see. What we do.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go.
That opened up so many other things. Like right there. Like okay, right. Let's dive exactly. into that answer right there. Like. All right, Logan, so, fire away, buddy.
I'm very curious too, because I think this will be a fun one. What is the funnest moment or funniest moment or most memorable moment that you have had on the set of Found?
Oh, there's so many. You know, like, I think my favorite part, and I listen to Zaria, so I'm not cheating, but like, it is musical numbers that come out of this group. Mainly started by our leader Shinola, and how they just like branch off into this whole thing. I was like, because I take a lot of like videos and stuff sometimes when I'm not like completely like self-involved in Lacey or whatever I need to do. But like I recorded us, we're singing like a song from The Lion King, like in the jungle, just like in front. Like that, like that's what happens. And I'm like, wow, it's really magical to have that, because we're dealing with such heavy and, you know, deep content.
Yeah.
That, you know, like we're able to kind of like balance it out with this like playfulness and this joy. And, you know, I think, again, that allows for the permissibility to like just like open up and to go these places. Mm-hmm. So I think singing a wimbo-wit, a wimbo-wit, a wimbo-wit, a wimbo-wit.
There you go.
One of my favorite moments.
Fantastic.
And also one of the craziest moments was when Arlen hid my shoe. I don't remember when I took off my shoe. But I took off my shoe, and then I came back into the scene, and I couldn't find my shoe. And I was like, I just didn't know it. I'm like, here I go again, Gabby. Like, you're forgetting something. You're over here. You're whatever. And it was, like, hidden on, like, a bookcase. And nobody said anything. Like, people knew where it was. And, you know, we're on an NBC procedural show. Now, for the pilot, we got 4 weeks. You know, like, on the ongoing, once we got picked up, there was, like, less time. But I'm like, are we really taking time for these shenanigans.
Well, where would have the fun been, Gabby, in telling you where it was? That's no fun. We got to have you search for it, you know? Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, I'm really interested for this one, too, because I like to dive deep into people's heads and see where they say, if you could live inside any movie or television show, which one would it be and why?
Okay, what popped up in my head? Treasure Island.
Okay, Treasure Island.
I don't know why that popped into my head right now. Do I want to live there?
Let me reevaluate my life decisions.
I just love the Swiss Family Robinson for some reason. And they went on these crazy adventures in the jungle. And there's just like, there's still like this journey of like testing of like will and might and strength in the family. Like that would be like really cool. And to meet some pirates, that would be really cool. I don't know. And then also, like, when I heard you asking this, I'm like, on a previous episode, I was like, Peter Pan. I'm like, I don't know what it is about, like, being lost somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's kind of, like, magical. And I would love to fly with Tinkerbell. And so Swiss Family Robinson, Treasure Island, or Peter Pan, somewhere mystical with pirates.
Somewhere mystical with pirates. That's fantastic.
I can see it.
No, totally.
I can see it.
Totally.
Sure. I don't know why. I don't know why I chose that, but.
That's funny. The next two ones are kind of deep, so be prepared for that. If you could go back in time, what would you tell your 10-year-old self? What piece of advice would you give them?
10.
Or 15. That's a very monumental year for you as well.
Mm.
I think if anything, I would say, don't be afraid to be yourself.
Mm.
The world is waiting for that.
Mm.
All the magic exists there, and all the life exists there.
Yes, that's deep, and that's great advice. And wow. Whew. All right, the last one. And since you're a fan and you've been listening to the shows, you kind of know what's coming, but we got to ask anyway. Are you, where you're at right now, happy with your career?
Absolutely. Hell yeah. I'm like, I already cursed on the show.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, yeah, no, you're good.
This is regular of a 22-episode show on network television. This is insane. This is insane to me. Like, It's magical and then in other ways makes a lot of sense from like not, you know, tooting my own horn type of thing, but just like from the journey of life and where it has taken me and how I've evolved as a human being and in the respect of the love that I've given myself and mm-hmm. and believed in this, because it wasn't until like I actually believed and I didn't realize that that's what was happening, that I didn't believe that I could do this and be here. Like I didn't believe it, but that was something that was going on in the back of my mind. And I think especially after we do audition after audition, get no after no and rejection after rejection, we kind of feel like we're misplaced. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, I don't believe that I could be doing anything different or anything at least with outside of the respect of, you know, what we do in creating stories. And so like now that I feel like I finally gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, yes, this is what I want, and not just like being a series regular on a network television show, blah blah blah, mostly just like feeling grounded in my art and in what I'm bringing to my art and in my own body and in myself and in purpose and what I want to share with the world. And so that's why this makes sense. And, you know, like I want to, you know, do really well in this life and leave something for the grandbabies, given I have grandbabies, but leave a mark and an impression on people and letting them know that, you know, they're going to be okay, that it's okay, and that there's all these different beautiful little weird, painful, uncomfortable parts of life that we go through to be able to really be happy
Yeah.
Truly, and understand that. And not that you have to earn that, but in a way, it is earned in a whole other vividness and deliciousness of life. And so, yes, I'm happy.
Well, I have to tell you, to kind of bring it full circle back to something that you said at the very beginning of it, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. So, and I think it's because of the person that you are. Just this interview was so captivating and so riveting and so emotional. And, it's like Logan said, we could sit here and just talk to you all day long because it's a joy to listen to you and to hear what you say and that the feeling and the passion that you say it with. It's just, you can tell that you are a genuinely good human being and you are living life right. Your daughter is blessed to have you. I can say that. I can tell that. You can see that from one parent to another. I can see she is blessed. Thank you so much for like coming on the show and just having fun talking to us about Found and the career and everything. But even more so, life. The life advice I think that you delivered in this interview is just so fantastic and is going to help so many people by hearing you talk and the way you've been living your life, honestly.
Thank you. This was fun. This was a joy, and I love what you guys are doing, and keep freaking doing it, and keep making movies, and keep making magic.
Yes. Like,
thank you. At the end of the day, like, life is meant to be enjoyed.
Yes.
Let's have a good time and take care of our hearts, but like, let's enjoy this stuff.
Exactly. Well, open invite anytime you want to come back on this podcast if you have something to promote or just to get a little crazy with us about different things, or the mental health podcast. You could definitely come on there anytime and talk about anything you would like, because we dive deep into it. We call it our bi-weekly therapy session because we are able to, like, you know, let it all out, what's been on our mind the past couple weeks, or what stories can we, you know, let loose to where we don't have to hold on to those anymore. You know, it's those type of different things.
Oh, wow.
I think you would be perfect.
We laugh, we cry, we you know, we run the roller coaster of emotions. Yeah.
We really do. But you know, it's all about social media. So where can all of our fans, our listeners, where can they find you so we can support you as well?
I am on Instagram mostly. I have not transitioned over to X. I don't know what it is.
That's okay. Yep, you're good.
Yep.
I'm going on a tangent, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to read everyone's thoughts.
Exactly.
And opinions always. But I'm like, I probably, you know, gotta connect. But yes, Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I, Gabrielle Walsh.
And just quickly, I want to tell everybody that follows you there or goes to follow you there, check out the Reels and Testimony Tuesday. Unbelievable little series that she does called Testimony Tuesday, and you're going to get a whole lot more of what you got on this interview right here. You open up, you share stories, you share the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, and you let people know you're not going through life alone. They're fantastic. It's worth following her just for that. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I need to bring those back.
You do. I was kind of bummed. I'm like, wait, that's it.
More testimonies to be had. That was actually, I could go into another story, but like, it was very healing for me as well.
You could tell. That was good.
That's good. That's fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show and getting a little crazy with us. We really appreciate it. Take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Man, what a fantastic interview. And I mean, for everybody who was listening in the beginning, yes, the fire alarm was going off. That's why we had to restart. But man, oh man, like, she really was burning down the house.
She
right?
was, man. She was bringing the heat. We knew it was going to be a hot interview, and it was, literally. But you know what? What an inspiring interview, too. I really liked how you know, obviously it was really fun talking about Found and the whole approach to the character and how she's doing all that kind of stuff. But when she started getting deep about, hey, I've been going through some stuff and this is how I deal with that, and I was a young mom and so I'm raising my kid, but I didn't let it stop me from chasing my dream kind of a thing. That is so inspiring. I always feel like for people out there listening going, you know what? Sometimes life happens, doesn't mean it has to derail you from what you're trying to do or where you're trying to go. And I just love when people come on and say, that's right, you can do it still no matter what. And she's a prime example of that.
Yeah, completely agree. Thank you again, Gabrielle, for coming on the show.